And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario here. Just want to say thank you for listening in today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Right here off the bat, just let me say, happiness is key. And that should give you some indication where I'm going today. Happiness is key. Yep, finding your happiness is key. And the way to find your happiness is by surrendering all worries and concerns to God. If you're struggling in that area and you're trying to find your peace of mind and your joy and your happiness, listen into the scriptures today. Again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. I am here every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on Cape Wright, 1240 a.m. So as I move on into the message here, again, I want to say happiness is key. Finding your happiness is key, and the way to find your happiness again is by surrendering all your worries and concerns to God. And the way you do that is stop responding to negative things and situations that will keep you out of the perfect peace. So to stay happy, folks, is to live in the peace of God every day, which is what I talked about in last week's message, finding your peace in God. If you missed my message last week, you can go to my website any time of the day or night, www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. I got a bunch of messages there, folks. All you have to do, faithwalkradio.com, click on messages and listen away. Amen. So as I move on again, to stay happy is to live in the peace of God every day. And the way you do that is stop responding to negative things and situations. It's always going to be something. It doesn't mean you have to respond to it outside of the spirit, which means in the flesh. You have to protect your joy and your peace of mind, folks, by any God means necessary, which means living in the spirit, remaining peaceful, not doing and saying what you really want to do and say when someone tests you or says something that is offensive to you. Just let it go. Get over it and move on. Get ready for the next battle, because I can assure you, as long as you are a believer in Christ or not, there is always going to be something. And as I said in last week's show, since it's always going to be something, don't let nothing take away your happiness. Because at the end of the day, you have the power, because God has given you his word, which is the word of God, the teachings of Jesus Christ that can help you navigate as you journey through your life on this earth. Amen. So remember, find your peace of mind. Let your actions catch up with your peaceful, positive mind. Because when you think or meditate about those things that are happy, good, and praiseworthy, you tend to act and say happy and positive things. That's how it works. And as a result of that, it makes your life less stressful and more filled with kind, loving, and peaceful situations. After all, it is what it is, right? I always say that. It is what it is. When people talk to me about issues in life and things that are happening in their life, it is what it is. Either you take it to heart and let it eat away at your spirit and your heart and your mind, or you throw it in the trash. It is what it is. So the key here, folks, before I move on, let me throw this in here. The key is to find your way to happy, positive thoughts every day. When you do, you are setting good and happy, positive moments in motion. Yeah. Whatever you think and act on sets things to move in a certain direction in your life. Good, bad, or indifferent. And as I move on here, another thing to remember is this. You have to be the driver behind the wheel of your own life. And I can't say that any plainer. You have to be the driver behind the wheel of your life. Taking control of what you think and act on ensures that your personal life, your relationship with others, whether in your marriage, on your job, at the grocery store, church, whatever and whatever, you have to be the driver behind the wheel of your own life. Now, I'm not going to let the word church just hang out there. Let me say this because, you know, I'm always thinking of humorous things to say. And I'll just say this. We can't forget church, right? The Word of God says, do not forsake the church house. Now, I truly believe we have to be living vessels, examples of the church, because the church has to start with us in our heart, in our mind. But there is a physical church that we go and we minister to one another and we hear great words and we have teachers and preachers to break down the scriptures and show us the way to go. But sometimes folks can make your church experience, I'll just say, very interesting, right? Not sure what accent that is, but for you church Bible-toting believers that's been going to church along with myself for many, many years, I look at church as an opportunity for us to all come together, learn more about the Word of God, get healed, get free of some stuff, break chains of bondage for years, hear the Word of God, be available to minister to someone else. It's a support system. Amen? But, like I said, the church experience can be very interesting sometimes. Truly. And if anybody wants to guess what accent that is, write and tell me because I don't know. So as I move on here, letting things get to you, folks, only keeps you stressed and disconnected from your own life in the natural sense and no doubt spiritually. It only keeps you disconnected, trying to figure out what you can do to make it right. But the only thing that God wants you to do is live in His Word for your life. Make sense? You have to be, again, the driver behind the wheel of your own life. Taking control of what you think and act on ensures that your personal life, your relationship with God, other people, with your kids, in your marriage, in everything. And you alone holds the responsibility and the power to resist negativity and receive the peace of God in all things every moment of the day. If it wasn't so, in my opinion, God wouldn't have said so. So if you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministry, my name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Rising from the Ashes. Yes, Rising from the Ashes. Scripture of the day, very long, I must add. So bear with me as I get into that in a few minutes here. I will be talking about rising from the brinks of spiritual death. From all those things and situations in your life that is weighing your heart and spirit and stressing you down day after day after day, I am here to share the Word of God with you. So here it is. When you feel yourself down and out, burned to the core of your spirit by all the issues that haunt you every day, still rise. When the emotional life roller coaster take your mind on a road that leads to nothing but distractions, push harder and fight to still rise. Again, if you are just tuning in, this is the Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Rising from the Ashes. And scripture of the day says it all for me here. Psalms 23, the Psalms of David tells us this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Folks, God is wonderful. No matter what happens, still rise. Still rise from the ashes that left you alone in the middle of nowhere. And I'll explain that thought here shortly. So as I move on, folks, you can't just let things drive you. Remember I said you have to be the driver behind the wheel of your own life. Taking control of what you think and act on ensures that your life, your one-on-one relationship, whether with God, with other people, in your marriage, on your job, at the grocery store, no matter what, you have to be the driver of your own life. You can't allow yourself to be influenced by negative situations. That's how you keep your happy. You know, they say, I want my happy back. Well, I can tell you how to get your happy back today. And the way you get your happy back is you have to have faith that moves mountains. You have to utilize your measure of faith that the Lord has given you. You have to be hopeful and faithful and truthful to yourself and the will of God. So it starts with you believing and trusting that just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't so. And just because you don't feel exactly the way you want to feel doesn't mean it's the end of all your hopes and dreams. Because God just doesn't throw you away. There's a reason why he said, have faith as a mustard seed, and you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it move, because there's a demonstration that takes place in order to show God that I'm with you. Amen? So you have to be the driver in your own life. When the emotional life roller coaster takes your mind on a road that you don't want to go down, with distractions and all those things that keep you disconnected from the Word of God, keeping you peaceful in your right mind and keeping your heart free of anger and resentment, you got to be the driver of your own life. You can't let things drive you crazy. You can't let people drive you crazy. So again, if you are tuning in, the title of the message today is Rising from the Ashes. My name is Susan Rosario. You are listening to the Faith Walk Ministry Show. I am here every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. I am talking about today how to rise above all the drama and the trauma in your life, how to stay focused and free from worry and concern and fear and depression, just all those things that keep you locked up in your mind in bondage that leaves you on a road that takes you to a dead end. Amen. So let me read again. Again, the title of the message today is Rising from the Ashes. Psalms 23, Psalms of David says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Folks, what the scriptures are telling me today, though you may feel weak in the midst of darkness and issues and pain and suffering, whether it's betrayal, whether it's issues in your marriage, whether it's issues on your job, whether it's relationship problems with other people and friends and family, whatever it is today, know that the Lord is my shepherd. You shall not want. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside the still waters. He restores your soul. He leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, so you can be that light on the hill I just talked about. He leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is nothing to fear. So you may be going through traumas and dramas in your life, but I'm here to tell you, no need to fear today. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, folks, for he is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. In other words, no matter what you are going through, one situation from the next, and I keep stressing traumas and dramas because we as Christ believers and followers of the teaching of Jesus Christ have to know that there is victory in the midst of the storm. There's no need to be sad all the time and worried and concerned. The Lord says, cast your fears on me. So Psalms 23 is telling us all of this. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me. But let me go back to verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God says, don't worry about nothing, because there's always going to be something called the adversary to test you and tempt you, to knock you off of that straight and narrow road that the Lord asks us to follow. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And here in verse 5, listen to this. That's Psalms 23, verse 5. You, Lord, prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, I am paraphrasing here, but you get my point. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You, God, you set me in the middle of the storm, and I went untouched. Thank you, God, that I'm still in my right mind. Folks, remember my message, Prayer Closet, part 1 and 2? Pray continuously. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's verse 4, and then verse 5, for you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So back to verse 6, surely goodness and mercy, mercy, mercy. God gives you mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Period. Folks, all you have to do is just love and forgive and have peace and joy. It seems like a lot to do, but it really is just one thing. And if you love, the rest will come. The rest will follow. You can't live in unforgiveness if you love. You can't live in hopelessness if you can't feel love and give love. I talk about the dramas and traumas and the stuff and the issues in life all the time, but there really is one thing you got to do. The first commandment tells us this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you just do those two things every day, adding in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18, pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If you just stay right there 24 hours a day, the rest will happen. You'll find yourself forgiving someone from a 20-year issue. You'll find yourself getting along with other people better. You'll find yourself in situations that are out of your control that try to steal your joy and try to bring back the drama and trauma in those situations. You can say, I know what that is. I'm going to stay peaceful. I am going to protect my joy and peace of mind to stay happy at any God means necessary. Again, if you are just tuning in, this is the Faith Walk Radio Ministry. My name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Rising from the Ashes. Yes, rising from the ashes that left you alone in the middle of nowhere on a journey called life is a quote from my up-and-coming book, Faith Walk, Your Personal Journey with Christ. But yes, rise, folks, rise from the ashes that left you alone in the middle of nowhere on a journey called life. Burn to the core of your spirit by the issues that haunt you every day. Issues of fear and anxiety that try to control your every moment in life. Rise from the ashes. Although you may be burnt at the core spiritually and physically and mentally, but God always leaves you with a way out. Rise from the ashes. And even though I don't feel like being happy today, I still can. I have the power. I am the driver in the seat of my own life. I can think happy thoughts still. I can act like I believe and trust in God. So I think I will. It's a choice. I think I can trust in all the God around me. And I use the quote, I think, folks. I think. Because before you can act on anything, you have to first think about it. The thought has to enter your mind before you can contemplate it, right? Remember, when you think positive, peaceful, loving thoughts all the time, then guess what happens? Guess what do you get? Well, you'll find yourself, folks, day after day, month after month, to years of living and thriving in the God reality of things, which gives you freedom. And all those traumatic and dramatic things in your life gives you peace. So again, Title of the message today, folks, is Rising from the Ashes That Left You Alone in the Middle of Nowhere on a Journey Called Life. Burn to the core of your spirit by the issues that haunt you every day. And I'm adding this in there right now. Whether you were a child that was broken down in a home, whether you were an adult in an abusive marriage, whether you were sabotaged on a job, no matter what, you can still rise. God will never abandon you. God will never quit on you. But you do have to do something. You have to rise from the fear of the unknown. Rise from the fear of not knowing what tomorrow will bring. You see, God made it that way. He made it that way so it would encourage us to honor the word of God every single day of our life. You know, the scripture tells us, only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. Folks, I will be right back to conclude today's message.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen. And I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up and donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, I am back to finish up the message here today. I've had a great time enjoying myself, ministering the Word of God, talking about the uncompromising Word of Jesus Christ, the Scriptures here today. If you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio Ministry, my name is Susan Rosario. The Faith Walk Show airs every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on KBRIGHT 1240. Feel free to visit my website anytime. If you missed the beginning of this message, feel free to go to www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Also, the title of the message today, Rise from the Ashes, scripture of the day. I taught from the book of Psalms 23, and I'll read that really quick before I go here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Folks, Psalms 23, I hope it was as peaceful to your spirit as it was mine. Before the quick announcement break, I was talking about rising from the fear of the unknown. And this scripture tells us, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, no need to be afraid of the unknown. Not knowing what's going to happen in those traumatic and dramatic things going on in your life right now, I know can cause tremendous stress. But God is bigger than your problems. God is greater than the trauma and drama playing out in your life. God is able to do anything, but are you willing to rise with a peace of mind? Are you able to rise with the hope and promise of God? Are you willing, folks, to rise and stand on your faith and love your life anyway? Love the people in your life anyway, except where God has you right now anyway. Can you do that and keep it moving? Only you can be the driver behind the wheel of your own life. I've been saying this entire message. Only you can be the driver behind the wheel of your own life. Only you can decide to live in the hope and promise of God. Only you can pick up your bed and walk, as Jesus told a paralytic man after his healing. Jesus healed him of an infirmity for 38 years. Are you able to pick up your bed and walk? Surely, if Jesus did it for the sick man, he can do it for you too. Surely, you can pick up your life from here and just do God. That's all you got to do. Amen? And folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. When you are burned to the core of your spirit, the only ashes left are those that lay and wait for you to say, get back up. And when your spirit is burned beyond recognition, rise and ride the wave, ride the storm, because the only thing left for you to do is rise again and again and again. However long it takes to stand, stand. Keep rising from every ash that burns your heart. Keep rising from every ash that shatters your dreams. Keep rising from every ash that falls to the ground. Remember, you do have the power to just lay there in defeat or get back up. Folks, I've had a great time sharing the Word of God with you today. If you missed this message, please, please go back. Listen to it again. Title of the message, Rise from the Ashes. This is the Faith Walk Radio Ministry Show. My name is Susan Rosario, signing off for today. I will be back next week, same time, 1:30 p.m. on Sundays. Go to my website, www.faithwalkradio.com. Listen to messages, send me a prayer request, or send me your Faith Walk inspirational story. As always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.